Wessels, Daniel. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 2nd, 1899. My dear young friend, I address you this morning. I have strong appeals to make to you. Before, in your self-confidence, under the training of the enemy, you separate yourself from God, whose you are by creation and by redemption. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19-20. Paul's injunction to Titus was, Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus 2, verse 6-8, 11-14. Are you among that peculiar people, Daniel? Have you come out from under the black banner of Satan, who inspired the priests and rulers to kill the Savior? Have you taken sides with Jesus Christ? Think of the love Jesus has expressed for you, in that he has permitted you to live while showing him disrespect, while rejecting his companionship and walking with the enemy of God. How does the universe of heaven look upon you, Daniel? God calls for you. He wants young men who are strong to give him that which he has purchased with his own life. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. John 1, verse 4, 5. This is a representation of your case. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Verse 10. Shall the heavenly universe look upon you as one of those who have no appreciation of Christ, as one of those who receive him not? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 12. The Lord would have you accept Christ as your personal Savior, for unless your hope of eternal life is centered in him, and you give him your heart's best and holiest affections, you will not gather with him. You will scatter abroad. Can you afford to run this risk and thus work away from Christ? And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Verses 14-16. The more grace you receive through a full and complete acceptance of Christ by faith, the more grace will you show forth in your talent of speech and your talent of influence. You will exert a saving influence upon others, and thus work to win souls into safe paths. As you receive grace from Christ, you will acknowledge that grace and will impart it to others. And in doing this, you will place yourself on Christ's side as a worker together with him. The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 4, verse 7, 10. Here is your work, Daniel. God calls you to this work. Bring to God yourself and the talent of means which he has permitted you to control, that he might prove you, to see whether you will be a faithful steward of his property. Please read the first chapter of 2 Peter. This chapter is written for the instruction and enlightenment and special help of all who desire a knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. That God, whose you are by creation and by redemption, has laid upon me the work of instructing and warning you. He who gave his life for you, that you might have all the help that is in Christ, that you might become a child of God, an heir with Jesus Christ to the immortal inheritance, bids me tell you that he wants you to work in his vineyard. You are not to bind up your talent of means in a napkin, burying it as did the unfaithful steward, so that this means shall not be used to advance the work of God in the world. God calls upon you to receive wisdom from Him, that your life here may be a success, and that against your name in the records of heaven may be written the words, "Well done." Matthew 25, verse 21. God bids me to say to you, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Ephesians 6, verse 11. Your only safety is in placing yourself in the channel of divine light and associating with those who are striving for that life which measures with the life of God. You will have strong temptation to associate with those who are worldly-minded, those whose advice and influence is not of a character to strengthen you in religious things. You will have inducements to follow your own inclinations, but you need not place yourself where the influence of your associates will make it difficult for you to distinguish between the sacred and the common. Be afraid to trust your inclinations. Do not make it impossible for the Lord to save your soul. That soul of yours is possessed of wonderful capabilities. It is furnished with all the sufficiency of heaven, that you may make straight paths for your feet, and by your example, help those who are weak to make straight paths for their feet. Lift up the hands that hang down, strengthen the feeble knees. You can improve in intellect and in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. You have a heaven to win and a hell to shun. You have a mansion which Jesus had gone to prepare for you, an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Hebrews 11, verse 14-15. But let it be said of Daniel Wessels, "Now he desires a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called his God, for he hath prepared for him a city with golden streets and pearly gates and a foundation of precious stones. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, which yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 1-5, 12-14, 17.